MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Miles Kritzinger, CEO of Transcend Property REIT on the JSE. Miles, appreciate your time this morning. Transcend, a classic REIT, a real estate investment trust, but in this case, different in that your assets are residential. In other words, you're not into the commercial or the office or anything. You're literally just residential apartments which you rent out to end users.
Morning, Simon. Yeah, thanks so much for having me on the call and giving me obviously the opportunity to chat to you guys. So I think spot on, you know, in terms of what it is that we do, very much a specialist residential REIT. And mm-hmm. I think where the market is at the moment, that they definitely appreciate that kind of specialist expertise. So, you know, very much a focus strategy on the subset of residential property. And I think we see that filter into our results as well. You know, having a very focused strategic view on how we own the affordable properties, how we look after that space, and who our tenant base is. So, you know, very different from the diversified funds at the moment. Mm-hmm. But what I do think you see is you see that filter through in our results as well.
And I mean, you know, obviously property's had a tough time, particularly, you know, office has been under massive pressure. Retail, we've got so many malls running around. Logistics has done well. I imagine that residential is I don't want to say immune, but I mean, at the end of the day, we kind of do need to live somewhere. And I suppose it depends which part of that market you're operating in. Who is your target market?
So what's been interesting over the last 18 months is that we've definitely had the catchphrase COVID protected property thrown our way.
Yeah.
So that's been really, really interesting. And in a weird kind of way, it's given us an opportunity to demonstrate, I think, what we've been bashing onto the market about over the last 4 or 5 years, that we are a defensive asset class, that we are resilient in difficult times. But exactly to your point is that people need somewhere to live. In terms of our offering and maybe what makes us slightly different from the other resi players is, firstly, we are an out-and-out rental fund.
Yeah.
So only rental housing accommodation. We've got just over 4,000 units. We do target the low to middle income markets as well. So very much in that affordable rental band of about 4,000 to 8,000 Rand rental per month.
Mm-hmm.
But what differentiates us from the other resi competitors is our product and where that product is actually located. So we attach what we call high demand property to our asset class or to our portfolio. And it's because the properties are very much located in suburban areas, they secure complexes, they're near places of work, but they're not the typical inner city CBD types of properties that other resi portfolio owners have. So, you know, looking after, I think, what's a big pool of tenants and where there's huge demand in the South African market at the moment in that affordable housing space, you know, where I think demand for quality affordable housing will always outstrip supply. So that's very much the target market that we look after, and on a national footprint as well. So we own properties down in the Western Cape. Mm-hmm. We own predominantly up in Gauteng, but very much centered around, you know, the kind of main hubs and municipalities where people go to work.
Your development, I mean, do you develop the estates, or is there a third-party developer, and then you essentially, and do you then go in and take an entire estate, or is there going to be an estate where you might own perhaps a majority, 70%, but there'll be other sort of privately owned properties as well?
So currently our fund's about 2.5 billion rand in terms of asset value. We've got 22 properties which sit in the fund, mm-hmm. and they're predominantly 100% owned by us. So we are in effect the landlord and the operator mm-hmm. of that estate. We've got about 3 or 4 where we've got a bit of co-ownership that sits behind it. But ideally, we would like to own the building outright. In terms of development, so we are different from the likes of a Baldwin, where they develop residential and they sell it off into the market. We don't necessarily take that risk. However, we do have a strategic relationship and alignment with a private equity fund manager called International Housing Solutions, IHS.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the stock that's held in our fund at the moment actually is born out of those private equity funds. So, back in 2016 when we listed, out of their first private equity fund, we took just over 2,000 units and listed on the Altex. Subsequent to that, you know, we did a significant transaction back in December of 2018, which was about 1.3 billion. That was also just north of 2,000 odd units, and that helped us double up the business size, and that came out of the IHS stable as well. But we do have a network, obviously broader than just IHS, which extends to other residential property owners who we tap into and who we buy stock from as well.
Okay, I like this. I've always liked residential as a different type of a REIT, and certainly I think COVID has shown us that. And Miles, you snuck in the value of around 2.5 billion market cap at the point, markedly below that. Miles Kritzinger, CEO Transcend REIT, appreciate the time this morning. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.